Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Late to the party. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In 1908, the Summer Olympics were held in London from April 27th to October 31st. 22 countries, or committees as they're called, participated, though one such committee might have garnered some strange looks when their shooting team appeared 2 weeks late to their own event. This is the story, or legend, depending on who you ask, of a major historical act of lateness on behalf of the Russian Empire. Let's get into it. This story, if you can believe it, begins over 2,000 years ago in 46 BC with Julius Caesar. Caesar created the Julian calendar, a 365-day calendar that has two types of years, a normal year of 365 days and a leap year of 366 days. The calendar follows a simple cycle of three normal years and one leap year, giving an average year that is 365.25 days long. Following me? Now, that's more than a solar year value of approximately 365.2419 days, which means, since its creation, the Julian calendar gains 1 day every 129 years, or 3.1 days every 400 years. Oops. As time progressed, the calendar fell out of sync with the equinoxes, and of course, the lunar calendar itself. Before long, Easter in particular wasn't where it should have been, which was a big problem for the Catholics using the calendar. Finally, in 1582, Pope Gregory VIII had enough and mandated that the Catholic nations switch officially to the Gregorian calendar, named, of course, after the Pope himself. Now, switching to a lunar calendar is simpler and probably pretty logical, but unfortunately the switch was pretty chaotic in and of itself and required that everyone switching literally skip 10 days in order to get the calendar back on track with seasons and stars. In fact, the transition itself took centuries. Greece was the last country to make the switch in, drumroll please, 1923. But Russia was also one of the last holdouts and didn't change calendar.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Calendars until 1918, after the Bolsheviks took over. 10 years prior to that, during the 1908 Olympics, they were on the Julian calendar, while everybody else was on the Gregorian one. If you look at the Olympics records, it's not immediately clear that the asynchronous calendars meant anything in the results. A total of 6 Russian athletes are listed as having gotten there on time, competed, and 3 of whom took home medals, 2 silvers in wrestling and 1 in figure skating. But the Russians officially had entered a team in another event, shooting, also written down and recorded. On July 11th, 1908, the U.S. edged out Great Britain to take gold in the Olympic sport of shooting. If you look at the results a bit deeper, the Russians don't appear on the standings at all. Why? Because some sources say that the Russian shooters arrived on the Julian calendar, which was, of course, 12 days after the Gregorian one, and weeks after the event actually finished. Embarrassing. Still, an article in Russia Beyond appears skeptical that the Russian shooters got there that late, saying, official sources, quote, never mentioned the Russian delegation being late. For instance, the official report of the Olympic Games of 1908, while describing the shooting competition of July 11th, doesn't include Russia. The national team surely didn't participate, but was it even supposed to? Also, Italy and Australia are marked as absent, but Russia is not mentioned at all. Honestly, it's hard to believe that no member of the Russian delegation cared to check in with the calendar. Russia had been living next to Gregorian calendar Europe for 2 centuries and was used to the 2-week difference. The problem is that Russia didn't have any official delegation at all. Back then, again, still quoting the publication, we didn't care about the Olympics enough to even have an Olympic committee. That being said, record-keeping in the 1908 Games wasn't great, to say the least. There was record that Turkey was there, then the Ottoman Empire, but no records that they even competed, or were present at all beyond that. Whatever the truth was or is, Russia would establish its Olympic Committee only 3 years later, in 1911, and of course adapt the Gregorian calendar soon after. And you know what? They, along with every other country from that Olympics forward, were never late again.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.